This weekend is an incredibly busy weekend in Dublin. We've been talking about it, and a lot of you have been pointing it out from Monday morning. Three Taylor Swift concerts, Longitude for 2 days, Shania Twain playing Malahide Castle. There is also the Saw Doctors playing in Fairview Park, the Dublin Pride Parade, and the GAA Senior Football Championship quarterfinals, four of them Saturday and Sunday, including Kerry in action, taking on Derry on Sunday afternoon. It's estimated those events will bring 600,000 people into the capital, and the Taxi Coalition, Taxis for Ireland Coalition, is warning of the possibility of shortages in Dublin this weekend. With me on the line to talk about this is Aisling Dunn, who's Public Affairs Manager for Bolt, which is a ride-hailing service and a member of the Taxi Coalition for Ireland. Good morning to you, Aisling, and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How bad are things going to get? I'd imagine there'll be a shortage of everything in Dublin this weekend, not just taxis, with those sort of numbers.
The amount of events that are on this weekend, we're going to see, you know, hotel room shortages, restaurants are going to be at capacity, and there's going to be an unbelievable amount of people looking for transport options. So I suppose the reason that we've been making this call this week, and you know, we've been doing it since we were established late last year, is that we want to make sure the government is aware of the pressures that are on the industry, the impact that can have on other industries. So, you know, obviously members of our group are from the LVA and the VFI, representing the pubs, and also the Restaurants Association of Ireland. So, it has a potential to have a knock-on effect on so many different aspects of our economy when people can't get safely from A to B. And we really want to see some strong action from the government around increasing public transport supply and increasing the number of taxis, and trying to allow for greater openness in the taxi industry so that more people can enter it on a part-time basis, so that when we have big weekends like this, we have enough and enough drivers able to help get people home.
Yeah, look, I'm not a city planner, I'm not a logistics expert either, Aisling, but I would have imagined, I would have thought that this weekend, maybe it's just a confluence of events, maybe it's just all the different events being planned and having to fall on this weekend, you know, into the summer season. But with the height of tourism, with the concerts, with the matches, with all of the different events, with Dublin Pride, I'd imagine that the city will be bursting at the seams. It's going to be difficult to get anything. Taxi, Lewis, Dart, driving into and driving out. There'll be more cars going in, I would have thought, because hotel rooms are at a premium and people will be driving up and driving down. It's just going to... I can see it being a disaster, or maybe I'm over exaggerating it. I don't know, but I can see it being all sorts of problems for all sorts, particularly when you get into Saturday evening and Sunday with the nature of what's going on.
Absolutely, yeah, they're definitely going to be the peak kind of crunch times. We'd be really encouraging people to use public transport where they can, because I totally agree with you that for getting cars in and out, it's going to be bedlam for trying to get parking. So for people who are either staying in hotels in the city centre or attending events, you know, and coming from Kerry or other parts of Ireland, to try and do park and ride as much as possible, park on the outskirts and get a Lewis or a Dart into the city centre. We'd be encouraging people to book their taxis where they can, so have it arranged. If they're attending any of these events, potentially book it and meet a little bit of a distance away so that they can have a clearly identified point. In general, if you're trying to hail a taxi after these events, we'd be encouraging people to try to step away from the kind of big throngs of people coming out. It's very hard for taxi drivers to pull over when they can see, you know, hundreds of people together because they're afraid they'll all try and climb in at the same time. But what we fear will happen is that people will have to either walk long distances to get a taxi or to get to a public transport that they can get on, or they'll have to arrange for, you know, family or friends to collect them if they're from the city, or to have a designated driver. But as you say, getting cars in and out and getting parking is going to be very challenging. So it's going to be a difficult
weekend. If you get a taxi, Aisling, are you going to be stuck in traffic anyway? Is that the problem or the fear?
Yes. And, you know, if you've been standing at a concert for 3 or 4 hours beforehand, you might not mind as long as you're sitting down. But definitely, if that is a concern, trying to walk away from where the peak traffic, you know, which will be kind of in the the half mile radius of the different venues. But, you know, for some people, that's just not an option. And that's, I suppose, the challenge. Public transport is perfect and brilliant for so many people. But for other people who need that door-to-door connectivity, having to walk a long distance is just not really an option. And unfortunately, at the moment, in Dublin and in other cities and towns, and I'm sure across many towns in Kerry, the lack of supply of taxis is leaving people in a situation where they're either having to walk long distance, rely on family or friends, or drive themselves. And obviously, if people aren't drinking, that's fine. But, you know, we want to make sure that people aren't drinking and getting behind the wheel. So there's a lot of things to consider. And we really need the government to understand that this is an urgent priority.
Yeah, Aisling, look, taxi drivers will look at your proposal saying, look, a one-third increase in the number of taxis by 2030, you know, more part-time, more wheelchair-accessible requirement for newly registered small public vehicles to be removed. What will that do to their business model is the question, I suppose, that they'll be asking. And will they be able, will more taxis mean less money for them?
No, I mean, there's been a significant increase in the pay in the fares and taxis in the last year or two. I think it's gone up by an average 12% as a result of the fare review done in 2022. And yet, that still isn't enough to get sufficient supply of taxis out at night. And I think that's because we have wonderful taxi drivers who are doing great work, but because there is sufficient work during the day, a lot of them are choosing, and it's absolutely their right to choose, to just do daytime work. And what we need are more drivers who are willing to do nighttime work. And there is a higher fare at night, so there is a financial incentive, but it doesn't seem to be enough of incentive with the drivers that we have at the moment, so we need more drivers. And those who are perhaps in college or doing other work or childcare, family care during the week, and would like a flexible job where they're their own boss and could choose to go out on a Thursday and Friday, Saturday night, make some extra money, and it could supplement whatever else is going on in their lives. We don't really have a culture of that in Ireland. There are high barriers to getting into the industry around local area knowledge tests, which are very hard to pass, with only a 37% pass rate for first-time applicants. And we also have this wheelchair accessible requirement for all new entrants, which is kind of high cost barrier. And for those reasons, we're not seeing people enter.
See the numbers coming through, and you want that changed. Okay, Aisling, we're going to leave it there, but thanks for taking time to talk to us about that on the programme this morning. That's Aisling Dunn there, who is public affairs correspondent, where public affairs representative, or head of policy, I should say, on public affairs with Bolt, the taxi, or the ride hailing service in Dublin.